Staten Islanders love their yards. That is often why they live there. So any proposal to increase housing density and add apartment buildings is a tough sell. But WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports the Republican borough president thinks it may well be worth it in order to bring back shorefront neighborhoods that were ravaged by Sandy a year and a half ago.
Sandy wiped out hundreds of single-story cottages along Staten Island's shore. A few floated off their foundations. Many are still shuttered. Borough President Jimmy Otto says some homeowners don't want to come back.
It does not take an historical storm. It doesn't take a tropical storm. It doesn't even take a nor'easter. On a heavy rain, they have flooding issues.
Otto's idea is to get the city to buy up properties from people who want to sell. Developers would replace the homes with new housing that would be higher off the ground and more floodproof.
Ideally, you could acquire contiguous blocks and have as clean a slate as possible to then put in the proper infrastructure, raise the grade of the street, and then build a different housing typology.
The rub is, all this will cost money, and Otto is committed to keeping the area affordable. So to pay for it, the borough president would be willing to increase population density a little bit, say by 20%.
If it takes me having, in some locations, a higher density structure to replace a series of bungalows, I'm open-minded to that.
But over the past year and a half, Otto has been unable to persuade City Hall to pursue his proposal.
It's kind of a chicken and the egg scenario where government is waiting to see a discernible interest from the public, but the public is kind of waiting on government to show them what the plan could be.
Otto has asked the city to pilot the idea at three sites. One of them would likely be Sunnymead Village, a collection of bungalows about a mile south of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. Joseph Pupello is head of Zone A New York, a planning group focused on the city's waterfront communities.
It's a very viable option to actually rebuild neighborhoods in a way that they should be.
Pupello's working with the South Beach Civic Association and says more than 90% of Sunnymead residents wanted to get bought out by the state, but their petition failed. He suspects many of them would want to participate in some sort of redevelopment plan.
It's a very low-lying area that is, in a sense, in a bathtub. Very narrow roadways into it, so there's limited fire access. It is a place that really could be revisioned and an exciting place to live.
But when it comes to adding affordable apartment buildings, that generates a lot of debate. George Morfettis is rebuilding his home in Midland Beach, a little further down the shore.
I have 40 feet frontage. They'll put a four-story building. There'll be eight families in it. Where are they going to park all the cars?
Meanwhile, a few doors away, the Reverend Tom Basil says the better solution would be to elevate the bungalows on stilts rather than tearing them down.
We particularly enjoy these bungalows. They're adorable, affordable, and just a priceless part of the characteristics here.
Basil has brought volunteers from his congregation, the New Hope Community Church, to help people to rebuild on their own. People like Enrique Solis. After Sandy, the Mexican immigrant was desperate for help. He says he would have gladly sold his house under the borough president's plan. Except that, 4 weeks ago, he ran into Basil, who offered to repair his house for free. And that's changed his life. An outlook.
In this time, maybe I'm not interested because I have to take advantage of this help the volunteers have given me.
And that's another chicken and egg. As more and more homeowners rebuild ad hoc, it will be harder to convince them to sell their properties. But City Hall needs more time. A spokeswoman, Amy Svitalnik, says the de Blasio administration is still exploring Otto's and other proposals for making sandy-damaged areas more resilient. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.